True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez.
Hello? What's up, Kiki?
Miss Dawn, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Kiki, what you mean you're sorry? What's going on? Is everything okay with the kids? What's up?
I'm sorry. They said I was going to lose my house. I'm sorry.
Wait. Kiki, hold on. What are you talking about? I need you to slow down for a minute. Who said you were going to lose your house? What is going on?
I just left the housing authority. They said I owed them some money. I don't know what's going on.
You left the housing authority. You owe them money. Wait, what do you mean?
I owed them some money. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why do you keep apologizing? Like, what do you mean they said you owe you money? Start from it. What did the housing authority say to you?
They said something, but I owed them some money, and if I don't get the money, then I'm going to lose my house. Like, they just said I owed them some money, and so I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. The housing authority said you owe them some money, and if you don't pay them, you're going to lose your house. What? Why do you owe the housing authority money? Like, what did they say? Like, what's going on?
They said I owe them owe some tax money, and they said something about taxes, and I know I do my taxes with you every year, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
You can't be serious, Kiki.
I'm sorry.
Kiki.
I can't lose
Please
my house.
Please don't tell me to stop shit like this. What? Kiki.
Miss Dawn, I have five kids.
I understand that. And I've been looking out for you and them five fucking kids for years now.
Yeah, but
I've been feeding you, Kiki. So you telling me that they asked you about your taxes? And what did you say? What did they ask you about?
They was asking me something about some money. They said I owe some money because I was doing hair, but like...
Kiki, really? You do hair?
Yeah, okay, I do hair, like I told you that, but I don't do... Like, I don't officially do hair.
Kiki,
like, I just told you that.
Kiki,
like, I make...
Come on, Kiki. You come to me every year. I feed you all the time. You know damn well you can't live off of $0.
Miss Dawn, my...
You do hair. Kiki, it's a business. You do hair. You gotta report it.
I can't lose my house. Look, my man's coming home from jail. He needs a place to stay. Like, I can't lose my house. I got five kids.
Listen,
Kiki. I'm sorry.
But you do hair, though. It's a business. You report the money every year so you can get the credits that you need so you can do what you need to do for your kids and stuff. Like, Kiki, like, this is how you eat. Like, I'm feeding you.
Look, I know I told you I do hair, but it's just a side hustle. It's just a side hustle. That's not my main job.
Kiki, I've been working with you. I've been helping you report. I've been helping you understand that this is a real business so you can do more with yourself and get out the projects. Yeah. Like, why? Why would you do this?
I can't lose my house. I got five kids. My man's coming home from jail. Like I told you, like, I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Sorry.
So what did they say? What happened?
Bitch, you going to jail. Fuck it.
What?
I told them you stole my identity. I signed the paperwork. I'm sorry. You going to jail. Bye.
Breathe. Musa. Unfucking believable. This little fucking bitch. Fucking kidding me? I'm going to fuck the jail?
That's what she said.
I stole your identity? Kiki, you fucking have a business. You doing hair in your house. They lining up. They coming in and out. You get into a bag like what? I can't. Yo, this is crazy to me.
I told you never to trust her. I knew there was something sneaking about her.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. This is what happens when I look out for people, when I try to help them, when I try to teach them the right way of doing things, and it gets thrown back in my face. Like, how can you do hair in the house, get all this money, and not want to report it? as your business so that you can have more in the long run and grow and expand what you're doing. Why would you want to conceal that? Why would you want to lie about that? Why would you want to keep that a secret? What, just so you could pay zero rent in the projects? You want to stay in the projects, Kiki? You cannot get a tax refund without reporting any income. You cannot get a business loan without reporting some kind of income. You can't do anything to elevate without reporting an income. And you expect these people to believe that you have these five kids, five baby daddies, all of them incarcerated, and you have zero income all year round. Your kids are very well dressed. You wear name brand clothes. Your hair, nails, makeup, everything's already done. You're driving this fancy Lexus. Like, where do they do that at? Clearly you have something going on. Why do you want to keep lying about it? I'm only trying to help you. I'm only trying to help you understand that this is a real business. You're good at this and you can grow. Why would you do this to me? Why would you say that? Why would you do this to me? And now I'm going to jail? You signed the paperwork? You signed an affidavit for identity theft for me? Fuck! And that's pretty much how it went. That was the first notice, if you will, of trouble brewing. That was the first notice of trouble brewing. And, you know, some more shit was on its way. I knew then that the shit was getting ready to get crazy. I knew. There was no way.
That's how most cases happen in the United States. A lot of the time, the feds don't have nothing on you. But they put the pressure on somebody and they fold. Sometimes people should not get involved in things that they can't help. You know, because I'm pretty sure Kiki knew what she was doing.
Absolutely.
She knew it. And now she's going to fold because her man is coming home and he need a place to stay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in Pennsylvania, as a convicted felony, you cannot stay in public housing. You know. And this is probably the motive why Kiki went. You know, if she lived in public housing, her man could not come home to her apartment unless she throws somebody under the bus. And you're the person she's throwing under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't want to lose that voucher. She wanted to get that voucher and get up out of there to get a better place so they could live happily ever after. And she didn't want to own up to what was right.
Because in reality is that doing hair is a profession, it's a job.
Absolutely.
What make it a crime is when she accuses you of identity theft.
Yeah.
See, that throw different twists to the game. So as a person, they do professional taxes. Explain to the people in a detailed way, like the type of businesses that they could claim without getting in trouble. Because a lot of people think, well, if I claim that I'm an artist, I might get in trouble. No, that is a legitimate business. What make your case a crime is that Kiki said that you stole her identity. Did you?
I did not.
Was she aware of what you was doing, claiming her as a legitimate business for doing hair?
Kiki was aware that she was reporting hair as income. And as you heard her say, I know I told you I do hair. And I know I did, but...
an admission. You know, so how long you knew Kiki?
Well over 10 years. I mean, when she had her first daughter, when she was just a one kid in.
And how many kids she had?
She had five.
Five different baby daddies?
Five different baby daddies.
All different?
All different. One failed relationship after the other. Always struggling.
So it's fair to say that you had a relationship with Kiki. You
Absolutely. We were friends. I consider her like a niece, like a family member. Like, I've watched plenty of my clients grow into, you know, adults, responsible adults. I know their mothers, their grandmothers. I work with families, you know. I consider us friends and even extended family. Like, yes, that hurt me.
So Kiki was one of the seven people, I'm assuming.
Yes.
They fold.
Yes.
And just made up stories because she thought she was going to jail. Or losing her voucher for all.
Right. She I feel like they coerced her, to be honest. Because the part that she didn't say, that that was said, was that they brought the paper out and sat it on the table. And it was an identity theft affidavit. And the caseworker, who felt sorry for her, basically said to her, listen, this is the only way you're going to get out of this, is if you fill this affidavit out for this woman. And I think that's why she was so emotional and crying, because she said, you know, basically it's either me or you, and I have too much to lose. Because she wasn't aware of tax laws and tax processes enough to know that, to do that step. So that was definitely from the professional in the housing authority office, you know, advising her on her options. You know, either, you know, pay this money back right now, lose your voucher, face possible criminal charges for fraud, or if you're saying that you didn't know anything about this and this woman took advantage of you and did this, then you didn't know, then that means she did it without your knowing, so she stole your identity. So here, fill this form out. And that's what I believe happened. And she just felt pressured and didn't know what else to do.
Did Kiki testify in court?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how that made you feel when you saw her walk into that courtroom and take the stand?
Well, remember, I wasn't at the courtroom when they came. They kept them separate from me.
So she went to the grand jury.
She went to the grand jury, and I was able to read the transcript of what she said, and then other people that were there, because there was a lot of people there that day, and everybody knew everybody. So I basically got a, you know, a full detailed narrative of everything that happened, even before the day had been over. I mean, people are letting me know what's going on in the courtroom and what's going on in the lobby and who was there and who spoke, who didn't, just anything, all the details, what they had on, who they came with, who had a side conversation, who was cooperating, who wasn't. So it was a slap in the face. It was a slap in the face. And it hurt. And I'm not innocent by no means. I'm not saying I'm innocent. I did what I did. And I know what I did was wrong. But certain people, such as Kiki, are people that I cared about and that I really genuinely was helping. And felt in my heart that I was helping her, and actually saw how I was helping them. You know what I mean? Like, her kids didn't have Easter clothes if I wouldn't have gotten that tax return for her. She wouldn't have had that new car. They wouldn't have been able to go on vacation, take her kids to Disney World, keep her hair done, put food in the refrigerator, put money on the book so her nigga could call home from the jail. She wouldn't be able to do all that, because it's extra. So I'm teaching her and training her on how to legitimately claim that hair business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a sole proprietor, Kiki. You're a sole proprietor and a hairstylist. And she understood that very clearly. She knew. But then when it came down to it, she switched up.
Do you know if Kiki had other convictions or open cases?
I'm not sure. That I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know.
So, the minute you get the phone call from Kiki, what was you thinking?
Oh, man, my mind was going crazy. I was up, down. I was angry, I was scared, I was sad, and I was trying to all keep this contained while talking to her, because I wanted to pull more information out of her. So, you see, she banged on me. So then she started texting me back and forth. She wouldn't answer the phone anymore for me. And she just kept saying, I'm sorry, and, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. And, you know what I mean? I'm just like, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And do you know, it wasn't even a large amount of the overpayment that they said she had been given for the rent. Even with the income that she reported, it may have been between $10,000 and $12,000. She said she was making about $500 a week doing hair, right? That was just enough to do what she needed to do for her and her kids or whatever, keep gas in the car and all that. It wasn't a huge amount of money that she was overpaid. So I'm saying to her on the text, like, how much did they say you were going to pay back? Oh, Miss Dawn, it was like $1,300. I don't have that. And I'm like, what? $1,300? Are you kidding me, Kiki? $1,300? But yeah, but they said I got to pay it back, but I could still probably lose my voucher. I was going to have a hearing and all this kind of stuff. And my man about to come home, Miss Dawn. My man coming home. I was just, what? Yeah, threw me under the bus for $1,300. And to answer your question, there's a lot of people out here that make money on the side, so they say. And basically, that's pretty much receiving cash for services. Anybody that's not familiar with side hustle terminology or making money on the side, working under the table, those are some of the terms that are frequently used in our communities. It's pretty much any exchange for service that you receive cash for that is not reported on a 1099 or a W-2 or to the IRS. And so many people, even ones that work a 9-to-5, have a side hustle. In fact, the side hustle industry in 2000, was the last time I looked at that data? 2022. I haven't checked this year's yet, but last year, January 2022, they said it was a $33 trillion industry. Just from people freelancing, side hustling, you know, side gigs. Now, could you imagine if it's that much money just for working part-time, per diem, side hustling, how much we could bring in and generate in our communities if people did their business full-time, legitimately, put their all into it, reported it, put in to give back out. Like, it could be so much more, and they could have so much more, and they could grow. And they think that they have to hide what they're doing because we've been taught to have a shoebox, to have a mattress, to have a stash in the wall, put it in a toaster. All these things. Hide it. Don't report it. Save it for a rainy day. These are the things that we're taught. Like I said, any exchange for service where you get cash, you're operating a business. You're a sole proprietor, pretty much. Babysitting. Doing hair. Doing makeup. Fixing cars. Fixing flat tires. Sewing clothes. Making store runs for someone. Let's just say a friend of yours calls you and says, hey, I need a ride to the market. You pick them up, right? 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you gas money, right? So once you've taken that gas money, that's an exchange of cash, right? For a service of giving them a ride to the store, right? It's a business. Transportation service. How many people take gas money on a daily from someone for giving them a ride, right? But they don't know that. So they collect the money and they hide it. They don't report it. When they come to the tax preparer's office and you're doing your interview with clients, some interviews last longer than others because you're really, really talking to them and trying to understand how they're surviving. Take Kiki again. You come into my office. You have 5 children. And you're telling me that you have no income. And I'm going to say to her, use a lie. There's no way. There's no way you have 5 kids and you're living off of 0. Come on, Kiki. Tell me what's really going on. Tell me what's up. And by the end of the interview, they let me know how they really manage their lives and what streams of income they have coming in, and which is normally a side business, cash. And at that point, then we go over what it is and we look up the codes and see and identify what it is and let them know that it's a sole proprietorship, and then they start reporting it. And it's their responsibility, because I always let my clients know, you have to make sure that you're reporting things and you're consistent. So if you're now reporting that you're doing hair, because you are and that's how you live, then you need to make sure that welfare knows, or social services, whatever, however the office is called in your community, the daycare grant people that distribute you your great daycare money, housing authority, Section 8 people, Social Security, because some of these women are getting disability checks for themselves or their children, financial aid for school, and pretty much any reporting agency that you may be getting services from, and financial support.
That was another episode of Get Your Shh Together featuring Dawn Michelle Chamberlain. Tune in every week on FetLifeRadioStation.com or go to all platforms. We appreciate your support and we hope to see you next week. True Crime Radio is brought to you by DBI Media, FetLifeRadioStation.com, and Prison Production. This episode is produced by yours truly, Joey DeVille, Dawn Michelle Chamberlain, and executive producer, Pulitzer Prize winner, Suave Gonzalez. Until next time.